This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On Corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment with Gerald Celente. We're going to ask him what he thinks about world politics, where the trends are. Of course, he has Trends Journal. So we're going to talk to Gerald Celente starting in the next segment. But, of course, you just heard Alex Jones talking about the lawsuit from Chobani Yogurt founder. And I think it's interesting because today in the news we have Senator Chuck Schumer, and he said this. He said, if Breitbart and New York Times are given equal credibility, you worry about this democracy. And this is a guy who said, the founding fathers, here's this quote. He goes on Morning Joe yesterday. He said, the founding fathers created a country that was based on fact. Well, actually, they created a country that was based on a constitution, on the rule of law. But nevertheless, it was factual. But you don't want to talk about the facts in the Constitution, do you, Senator Schumer? Second Amendment, other things like that. You just don't like that. But he said, then we debated the facts. We debate them at Constitutional Convention. We debate them at the town hall throughout America. But we're supposed to debate them in the legislature. We don't have a fact base if, say, Breitbart News and the New York Times are regarded with equal credibility. You worry about this democracy. Well, you know, the simple fact is that he switches this, of course, from facts to attacking entire news sites. Understand this. The news isn't fake because Breitbart says it. And the news isn't true because the New York Times says it. What a simplistic lie this guy is trying to sell us. Chuck Schumer, one of the founding funders of Chobani Yogurt. And when I did that report, the thing that bothered me about it was the fact that we had this puff PR piece from CBS's 60 Minutes. As we had heard the previous year, oh, this is all a lie. There wasn't anything that even happened. This is all being made up. Snopes said, this is mostly a lie. And, of course, they threw in some straw man arguments that were things that I, quite frankly, had not even seen people mention to say that it was mostly fake. But as we saw these people that week admit and plead guilty to felonies, these minors, immediately CBS does this puff PR piece for this guy who is so well-connected. It's to crony capitalism. You know, the idea that this guy would be able to buy a yogurt factory with a small business loan, $800,000, nearly $1 million. You know, I was in business. My father and both of my grandfathers were in their own small businesses their entire life. They never got a grant from the government. But this guy, who's not even an American citizen, comes in here and they give him nearly $1 million. And what does he do with it? Well, he buys this factory, but then he turns around, he gets an $800,000 loan from a small business association. They have the gall to call him an entrepreneur. I think there's another word for that, crony capitalist. And what he does, according to the Albany Times Union, is he gets encouragement from New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Gillibrand. So in New York, he cozies up to these people, and according to Open Secrets, he spent $700,000 lobbying them. So he gets $800,000 from the Small Business Association. He spends $700,000 of it lobbying these founding funders that we have in the government now. What a great return on investment, because then with that, he leverages himself into the $15 billion school lunch program. How's that for return on investment? It makes me sick to see this kind of crony capitalism going on, to see our country being colonized. This is neocolonialism. You know, we used to have bread and circuses in the old Roman Empire. Today, we've got Greek yogurt and video games. Just sit there, American Eloy, while these globalist Morlocks use you for food. Feed off of you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
Will Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. I'm going to talk to Gerald Celente, the founder and editor of Trends Research Journal and also Trends Research Institute. And, of course, Gerald has been very active in terms of promoting peace around the world. He had the Occupy Peace organization that he set up, had rallies this last fall. So I want to talk to Gerald about how he sees things going economically, but also the war and peace issues, because we're now seeing that Donald Trump talked to the UN National Security Council yesterday at the White House. He'll be meeting, I think it's today, with all 100 senators from within the White House, again, talking about the North Korean situation. And, Gerald, let's get your comments on that. Are you optimistic about this working out peacefully, or do you think this is something that they're pushing for war?
Now, I've been hearing about North Korea just about all my life. I mean, this is a poor country. I think North Korea, didn't they invade Iraq because Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction?
That's right. Same playbook, isn't it?
Right. Well, was it Libya because Gaddafi has to go? Or maybe it was Syria. I think that they started that with the Arab League. No, I know. North Korea's in Afghanistan for the longest war probably in their history. Oh, no, I think they just sent troops down to Somalia. I mean, this is a country of nothing.
Yeah.
So what this is, it's more war propaganda. It's what Eisenhower warned us of, that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Just look what happened last week in the USSA. Hey, lights went out in San Francisco, huh? Hey, all you Silicon Valley cats, no lights on. Hey, what happened there in L.A.? Whew, went down too. Here in New York, don't take the subway, man. It's a night in Calcutta. They close down all the time. But war everywhere. And when I listen to this guy that's in charge of the Defense Department, James, quote, Mad Dog Mattis, what adult would call himself Mad Dog? And I hear the words that they're speaking. You know, I don't know if it's going to be North Korea, but I'll tell you what I think it's going to be and what we're forecasting. And that is they're heating up a war with Iran. Israel keeps coming out warning us about Iran. Mattis was over there last week with Netanyahu, and they're talking about Iran. You hear Tillerson, one after another, talking about Iran being the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the world. Those are their quotes, not mine. Or to paraphrase, don't want to get sued, you know. Oh, by the way, that Kobani place that you were talking about up here in New York State, I believe, I don't want to be misquoted, but I believe they also got about $5 million in tax breaks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing that we see happening. And, of course, it's happening in Idaho as well. They get state and local subsidies, just like all the big companies do, for graciously opening up their business. But who pays for that? Individuals, workers, and small businesses subsidize these big corporations, just like the NFL owners and their stadiums. And then he also, Gerald, gets subsidized labor because these refugees come with subsidies from the federal government. So what a deal. You get the government to open up your factory for you, and then they bring in some subsidized labor for you as well.
That's right. It's look, it's called the merger of state and corporate powers. A paisano of mine that I'm not too fond of, Mussolini, called it fascism.
Yes.
So let's call a spade. Oh, and I could say that now without being called a racist now that Obama's out of office.
That's right. Yeah, they can. Today they don't call it economic fascism. They call it public-private partnerships.
Isn't PPP. That nice?
And we're the ones that they're PPPing down our backs and telling us that it's raining, right?
You got
quote,
it.
Josie
got
Wales,
it.
So.
Yeah, it's a day in slave landia. So going back to the wars, this country's falling apart at every level. The stock market's not a reflection of what's going on. You guys know the facts. What, 51% of the working people in America with full-time jobs making $30,000 or less? You know the story. 5% of all the dough created since 2009 went to the 95% of all the money went to 5%. So what we're looking at is we're wasting the monies on war. You know, they keep talking about watch out for the Russians, watch out for the Russians. What's Trump increasing the budget? $54 billion? Mm-hmm. Russia's total budget, defense budget, ours is over $600 billion. Theirs is $48 billion.
So our increase is way bigger than their entire budget already.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So what we're saying, what we're seeing here is an escalation. All of a sudden, one day within 24 hours, whop, Sam, boom. Hey, let's send missiles into Syria. We'll show them. Hey, how about the mother of all bombs? And by the way, where's the father of all bombs? Who are they going to drop that one on? I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, ah, exactly. You know, one of the things that interests me, too, and of course, you understand this, Gerald, that as we're talking about refugees, as we're talking about the war, this is all related to regime change. This is part of the globalist plan to flood our countries, to flood the West with refugees fleeing the war. One of the things that I objected to about this puff piece that CBS 60 Minutes did with Ulukaya was the fact that he comes on and they just portrayed him as a jobs creator. We just talked about all the subsidies that he gets for his factories and his workers. But he said, they're not refugees if you give them a job. Well, you know what? They're not refugees if you stop the war that you created in their country to drive them in. And Gerald, we've just seen the Russians as well as the Chinese move massive amounts of military to the border that they have with North Korea because they're concerned about a massive flood of refugees coming into their country. If there is a economic meltdown from the sanctions or if there is a war, they know they can't absorb massive amounts of refugees. No country can. It isn't a racist thing. It isn't that the Chinese are racist against the North Koreans or the Russians are racist against them. You simply can't do it. That's the way you destroy a country. So they have positioned their troops there at the border. Of course, we don't have troops to protect our borders because we're abroad fighting wars everywhere, aren't we?
Yes, and that's part of OccupyPeace.us because it's only about us. And that's one of the things. Close all the bases overseas, bring the troops back, and protect our borders.
Yes.
That's one of the elements. The other one, of course, is force Congress to vote to go to war rather than El Presidente of los Estados Unidos, who's it's a violation of the Constitution, and Congress has not voted to go to war since World War II. And number three is to have a ballot on each state, a referendum, where we'll tell Congress how to vote, because they don't send their kids to vote to fight wars. We do.
That's
so
right.
We pay for the war with our money and our lives. And I want to go back to what you said first about the refugee problem. And you're one of the few people that also says it. What caused the refugee problem? Why don't we put together a blue ribbon panel and maybe we could figure it out? You know, oh, you mean you
we
only
can do a government-funded study, yeah.
Yeah. You mean you destroyed Iraq, killed over a million people? Oh, I wonder how they got radicalized. Can't figure that one out either.
That's right.
Oh, in Afghanistan. Oh, they're coming from Afghanistan? Wonder why. And you know the fact, David, that when Gaddafi warned Europe that if they took him down, the refugees would be flowing into Italy and into Europe. And because he had made a deal with Berlusconi and the other leaders of European countries that he would prohibit the flood of migrants coming out of Africa, the poorer countries, and going from Libya into Europe. And then when the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, the arrogant Obama, said Gaddafi has to go, we wrote about it in the Trends Journal in the summer edition 2011, over 500,000 Libyans escaped the slaughter that those liberals are so sorry that the Obama and Hillary Clinton are gone that caused it.
Oh, yeah.
No one talks about how this happened. And one other point I'd like to make in what you said. It's not racist if you don't want refugees. Go back to the Great Depression. I mentioned how bad this country is doing for we, the little people, who have to work for a living. When the Depression hit, they stopped everybody from coming in until the country rebuilt itself. We have 320 million people. We can't take care of our own. I got a great idea. Let's bring in another 100 million.
Yes, yes. It's an engineered takedown. And as you point out, they knew this. They were warned by Gaddafi. And, of course, as this thing was going on, we have emails that WikiLeaks gave us where they're talking about the fact that fighters are coming into Libya. They're identifying people just by identifying them as being black and killing them. So you talk about Black Lives Matter. Well, it didn't really matter to Hillary Clinton or to Barack Obama when they wanted to do the takedown of Libya. They want to create chaos and war in these countries so they can create a flood of refugees and tell us there's nothing that can be done about it. We just have to bring these people in so then they can create chaos and terrorism in our countries as well. That's what the whole plan is. That's what concerns me so much about this turnaround with the Trump administration. We didn't vote for this. We didn't vote for Lindsey Graham. But now Lindsey Graham is ecstatic about the government that he has. He says it's what he's wanted for 8 years. He's so excited about this. I'm very concerned about it, quite frankly. I see Paul Wolfowitz, very optimistic now about Trump. Elliot Abrams loves him. The only thing wrong with Trump, says Elliot Abrams, is he's got to get rid of Steve Bannon. So when I look at these things, it really concerns me the direction that they're going. After making a very initial, a great start, I'm really worried about where this is going. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going back to Gerald Celente in just a moment. As I pointed out earlier, we have Chuck Schumer saying that there is an existential threat to democracy if they lose the domination of the narrative. That's why he comes out and says, hey, if you say Breitbart and New York Times are given equal credibility, then democracy will collapse. No, their control of our government will collapse. If people start to look not at the source, but at what people are saying, then it will collapse. We want you to think for yourself. Then you have to understand this lawsuit from Chobani is about trying to silence alternative media, alternative to the mockingbird media that the CIA has been controlling the narrative with for a very long time. It's not about the source. It's about the information. You're intelligent enough to read the information to make that decision for yourself, but they don't want you to hear any voices other than theirs, other than their controlled New York Times. And we have pointed this out for a very long time. And we're winning this information war. That's why they're coming at us now with the lawsuits. That's why they're going after people at Fox News. Anybody they think is conservative, they're coming after them, talking about sexual harassment, even going after Sean Hannity, one of the nicest guys in media, probably, and trying to make up charges about him. He's not going to take it. We're not going to take it. But we need your support. And we do appreciate your support. And we have to offer you something for your support. We have dropped Caveman, which we had for 33%. We've taken an additional 20% off. So it's now 53% off. That's our true paleo formula. And as we've talked about before, bone broth, homemade soups, chicken soups, that's something that people have known about for a very long time. It's very effective in terms of a primal superfood. But we've taken the nutrients that are in high-quality bone broth, and we've combined that with other things like turmeric root. Look up turmeric root. Look at the health benefits of just that one thing. But, of course, it's got bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, all these different things. It's the ultimate in paleo nutrition. Now 53% off. That's the deepest I've seen anything discounted at InfoWars. You can see that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have a limited supply of DNA Force about to come to InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while, but we're going to set it up so that you now get on a waiting list so you'll be the first to know when it's available. And you can sign up for that at InfoWarsStore.com. Gerald, we've been talking about war and peace. We've been talking about how excited Lindsey Graham is and Paul Wolfowitz. I want to also talk to you. You may want to say some more about that, but I also want to talk about the election that's going on in France and this Rothschild banker that comes in. They talk about him as being a centrist so much you would think that was his first name. He's actually a central bankerist, isn't he? Macron.
Yes, he is. And first, I'd like to say that I buy Alex Jones health products, and I recommend them to everyone.
Thank you, Joe.
They're terrific.
I use them myself too. It's especially Brain Force. I've used them on a regular basis, and it really does make a difference for me. It really helps me focus my thoughts. Brain Force does. So I really appreciate that. Thank you for supporting us. Really do.
Yeah, and everyone listening, really, if they want to keep the truth out and free, it's very important that they support shows like yours and put their money where their mind is.
Yeah.
And you were talking about, as I call them, the prostitute media. First, you were talking about little Chucky Schumer, a little boy of nothing. Why would any adult, why would any thinking adult listen to a little clown of nothing like him, Lindsey Graham, John Insane McCain, what's that other guy, Paulie... what did he play? Eddie Munster, Ryan. I mean, look at these. Diane Not-So-Feinstein, Nancy Out-of-Her-Mind Pelosi. What adults would listen to these people throw out their crap and swallow it?
Yeah, no, there's an interesting...
Having a discussion of what they think is shows you what lunacy is going on.
You know, there's an interesting headline, Gerald, about Paul Ryan. They call him on WND. They said, he's Beaver Cleaver at home, but he's Eddie Haskell in D.C. That's a perfect description.
I mean, it's like a little, by the way, as you know, my career, I began in politics. I used to run political campaigns in Westchester County. I was a number two guy right out of graduate school running the mayoral campaign of Yonkers, not a small city, about 300,000 people. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology and taught it at St. John's University, and I could go on. I'm making the point that these people, all these names that we mentioned, these are the same people you couldn't stand in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, we would add to that list Nikki Haley, who this month is head of the U.N. Security Council. So she gets to show all of her pictures to get people to go to war. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcasts and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Salenti of TrendsResearch.com. Of course, he publishes Trends Journal. He looks at political and economic trends. I want to talk to Gerald now about the French elections. And, of course, the mainstream media just loves Macron. As the Washington Post says, he's a 39-year-old centrist. They all say he's a centrist. He jets to Berlin to give speeches in English. The blue and yellow banner of the EU flutters off his campaign headquarters. And, of course, Nigel Farage says, well, he gave his acceptance speech with the EU banner fluttering behind him. That says it all. And I would agree. It says it all. As long as he would maybe put a corporate sponsorship of Rothschild Bank on his suit like a NASCAR racer, because these are the guys who put him in there. And one last thing here. Washington Post, talking about the European Union, they call it a 28-nation club, maybe making a comeback. You know what? As George Carlin said, it's a club, and you ain't in it, folks. You got no say about what's going on in this special club, and we need to get out of that club and take our governments back. That's what this election is about, isn't it, Gerald?
It is. And again, you pointed out, too, they use the term centrist. Oh, yeah, what's a centrist? I mean, it's so moronic, call it right wing, left wing, you know, grow up. And when you look, you know what the French people just did? They're putting in their Obama. That's all this guy is.
Yes.
He's another Obama. Another guy full of crap that knows nothing. Another little boy that lies his way into office and won't do anything other than keep the status quo going. Another little liar that plays whatever is being played out, capitalizes on it, wins over those people, and then plays the centrist role, which actually means keeping the club, as you mentioned, George Carlin, we're not members in it, never will be, keeping them from rape, keeping them alive so they can rape every dime and life out of us that they can. So that's who they put into office. So now we have to say the French were as stupid as everybody else, and I used to think that they were really smart. But boy, by putting it, but look who they had. Look at the clown that they got there now, Hollande. Yeah. Look at the jerk they had behind him, a little warmonger of a nothing guy, Sarkozy, that took out along with Obama, and another little jerk, I should say wanker because he's English, Cameron, who also started the war in Libya. So when you look around the world and look what you have, I guess the people are getting what they deserve because they're putting in one little jerk after another.
Yes, and of course, when you're talking about Sarkozy and Hollande, who is the first French president to not run for re-election, why? One of the reasons is because he angered his socialist base by pandering to the bankers in Brussels. And the guy who enacted those policies was Macron, who Hollande brought into his administration because Rothschild wanted him there. Basically, he bought his way out of his government service for 50,000 euros. Then spending 4 years with Rothschild, he becomes extremely wealthy, and then they insert him into a socialist government. So that's why you had this fracturing of the Socialist Party there. But, of course, they also reported how he was partying after the election with Sarkozy and all of his bling-bling celebrities, which is what they call them in France. So this is a guy who is equally at home with all of the establishment. That's why they call him a centrist, because they don't want to label him as being with one party or the other. No, he's with the globalists in Brussels. He's with the bankers. He's a central bankerist is what he is.
You see now, in what they will try to do, but of course they can't do it with this one, is call you Mr. Knight, a conspiracy theorist. Oh, yeah, the fact is, this cat is from the Rothschild Club. He has his credentials right there. Here are the papers. Does anybody need any more proof? No, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. Here's the proof. Oh, yeah, just because he was the Rothschilds, that doesn't mean he was with the Rothschilds. Just like they got that other slimer over there who's the head of the ECB, Mario Draghi. Yeah, the former head of the Goldman Sachs gangs division over there in Europe, now running the European Central Bank. Hey, let's take a trip to the UK. Who's the central bankster in charge over there? Carney. Yeah, Carnival Man. Oh, yeah, wasn't he with Goldman Sachs, too? Hey, look at the clown running Australia. Turnbull. Or is it Turn BS Bull? Yeah, another Goldman Sachs cat, huh? One after another.
That's right.
It's a banker takeover. Oh, and everybody out there say, oh, Salenti, lower your voice, you're becoming angry. Hey, get this in your head. If Jesus Christ could pick up a whip and drive the money changers out of the temple, hey, an act of violence, right, by the Prince of Peace, to get rid of the banksters that were ruining people's lives, I could be angry about it because I don't like getting shafted by the Wall Street gang and the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, and all of the rest. Oh, and all you liberals out there that are crying your crocodile tears that Hitler didn't win and Obama's gone, he didn't prosecute one of the criminals that committed felonies. Convicted of felonies, the banks, not one head rolled. Oh, just like this little clown that just got elected in France, Obama lied his way into office, promising we, the little people, that the banksters would pay for their criminal acts. and didn't bring one of them to justice. You know what they call bringing people to justice? Killing somebody overseas. I brought Osama bin Laden to justice. I blew his brains out. Oh, I didn't do it. I hired my front men to do it because I couldn't fight my way out of a paper bag. But we'll call it bringing them to justice. That's how distorted it's become. And what you said before, David, about this becoming a neo-colonial society, it's a neo-feudal society.
Yes.
There's different rules for the political nobility and the economic elite.
Yeah. Well, the economic elite want to eliminate the Western middle class. And so that's exactly what they're doing. You have this guy, Macron. We talked about it at the end of February, February 27th. We had an article on Infowars.com, Le Pen's Rothschild rival, who says Muslim mass migration is unstoppable. He said, get used to it. He said, we've entered a world of great migrations, and we will have more of it. We will have more of it because that's what they want. That's what the bankers want. They want to take down the middle class in America and Western Europe. They want to have a clash of cultures. They want to have chaos. They want to have terrorism. So they will be in the catbird seat here. He says, we've entered a world of great migrations. He goes, it's going to be in the coming decades migrations from geopolitical conflicts that, of course, the bankers will set up. Rich man's war, poor man's fight. And they're going to bring the fight home to our shores. That's what they're going to do with this mass migration that is the aftermath of these wars that they want to set up abroad.
Yeah, and again, you know, as we talk about bringing in migrants and other people coming into the country and the people that support it, here's what I say to them. Open your house to them. Bring them in.
Yeah.
Pay for their health care. Pay for their education. You want them in? Bring them in. I don't want them in.
Yeah, adopt them yourself. Be responsible for them. Yes.
Exactly. I don't want to bring in another person into this country until this nation rebuilds itself. Look here. You pick up today's Wall Street Journal. I was just looking at it when we're ready to go on the air. You look at the front page story. Parents are drowning in college loan debt. Over 330,000 in the United States in U.S. programs haven't made a payment in at least a year.
Wow.
We're suffering in this country economically. Again, only the economic elite are making it to the top. So does not make sense to me to bring in more people when you can't take care of your own. And again, all these people that are shooting off their mouths and taking to the streets in these protests, bring them into your house. Put your money where your mouth is. Educate them, pay for their health care, feed them. We can't feed our own right now, and you want to bring in more? It doesn't make sense to me.
A good example of that is the H-1B visa program. Of course, they say we have to bring in these individuals. Sometimes there's a reason to bring in somebody who's a specialist in another field, but that's not the way they're using it. They're using it to replace people in many middle-level positions, because they can hire cheaper labor from India or other places, just as we saw at Disney and elsewhere. They told the Americans, you're going to train your replacements that we're bringing in here under the H-1B visa program, or you're not going to get any kind of severance pay out of this. So they basically twist their arms doing that. But they're bringing in these people, in many cases, putting out engineers at entry-level positions, people who've gone to college to get a degree. They've gone into debt to get a degree. But also we have illegal aliens who come in here under the Dreamer program. And, Gerald, they get in-state tuition because even though, at any state that they want to go to. I mean, even Americans, they're always put ahead of the line of Americans, even when it comes to something like that. An American, if you have to live in that particular state and only in that state can you get an in-state tuition. If you're a foreign citizen criminally trespassing in this country, you can go anywhere you want and get at the head of the line.
You know, David, I wrote about H-1B visas in my book, Trends 2000, an international bestseller back in 1996. I showed how it was a whole scheme from Silicon Valley to bring in cheap labor so they wouldn't have to pay the people in this country a living wage when they could get away with it. And the entire push to bring in immigrants and refugees going back was the National Association of Manufacturers, when we had manufacturers in this country, and Silicon Valley. It was a con job by the Silicon con men to bring in cheap labor. That's all of this is about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've seen some movement by the Trump administration to curb that. That's one of the things that he had talked about in his campaign, and I'm glad to see him do it. One of the things, too, Gerald, and I wanted to get your take on this, was we saw today that they announced that the Trump administration is going to look at the abuse that the executive orders that Barack Obama filed to use the Antiquities Act to take massive amounts of land, especially throughout the West. He was calling everything a monument, part of the Antiquities Act, which would have been set up to save some specific artifact of culture. And just like he abused the 1917 Espionage Act, he also abused this ancient piece of legislation to take millions upon millions of acres. And this is something that is a big issue out West. And the Trump administration has now taken the lead, saying that they're going to go back and look about 20 years at the abuse of this particular tactic and possibly undo some of these takings of land.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. So, I'm not going to really comment on it. I haven't really been following that. But what there are, on the economic issues, I agree a lot of what Trump is doing. And when you looked at the poll that came out, for example, and his low ratings is 100, the first 100 days. But then you look at what his most popular position on that polling is. 73% of the people support him for his wanting to bring back jobs and create jobs in the United States.
That's right. Putting America first.
Exactly.
Yes.
So those issues, I'm totally for it. On the foreign policy issues, he's done a 180 on it.
Yes.
He came out and said, well, how useless NATO is, which it is, and now he's backtracked on that.
And the UN. And the UN, as he was saying, the UN is doing an awful job, and yet what do we see? We see him going exactly opposite. You're talking about the Occupy Peace situation. I'm very concerned that he brings in the United Nations Security Council to the White House before he talks to anybody from Congress. And it sounds like the type of thing that we saw going back a few years ago when Jeff Sessions was talking to Leon Panetta. We all remember that clip. And Jeff Sessions is saying, well, what would you do? And Leon Panetta says, well, we might notify you after the fact, but we're going to make the decision with the UN and with NATO, and we might advise Congress after the fact. And Jeff Sessions says, wait a minute, you're a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. Congress is supposed to declare the war according to the law. And they have this back and forth. But now it looks like that's what's going on with North Korea. We'll have to wait and see. But it certainly is troubling for me to see the order in which this is happening. First the UN, then the Senate, then the House is going to be advised by the White House.
And again, you look at who he stacked the administration with.
Yes.
Loaded with defense contractors and generals. I want to read you a quote. This is a guy, our U.S. Defense Secretary, Mattis, Mad Dog. Quote, you go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they don't wear a veil. Guys like that ain't got no manhood anyway. It's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is coming from an adult. Here's another one from him. I'm going to plead with you, do not cross us. If you do, survivors will write about what we do here for 10,000 years. He's talking about the U.S. occupation of Afghanistan. What are we doing over there? It was a war. I broke up George Bush's speech to the American people in one of our Trends Journal 9 days after 9/11. I wrote, this is how I began it. Only a madman would speak these words, and only people dumbstruck with fear would believe them, and believe they did. There was no proof of anything that we should have gone into Afghanistan. There's a man by the name of Osama bin Laden, and he'd been hiding there. Yes, so? Well, we're going to go over there, and we're going to get rid of those Taliban. Oh, the Taliban. Hey, isn't that what Jimmy Carter created to get the Russians out of there? Oh, no, it's the Mujahideen, too. Oh, that's the one Osama bin Laden was part of. I mean, everybody forgets these things.
Well, of course, they've got a lot of lithium, Gerald. They got a lot of lithium that they use for batteries. They are to lithium what Saudi Arabia is to oil. That's one of the reasons that we're there. Of course, they also have massive production of poppies for the opiates, and that has skyrocketed since we've gone back there. So we've got real reasons for being there, don't we, Gerald?
Well, no, the reason they invaded Libya and Iraq was because of their broccoli crops. It wasn't because they were sitting on Libya, the finest sweet crude on the planet that only costs a dollar to get out of the ground, mm-hmm. and the 10th largest oil reserves. And what does Iraq have, the second or third largest oil reserves? You know, uh-huh. It had nothing to do with that, of course.
And Syria doesn't have anything to do with the pipelines that are competing to come across. No, it has nothing to do with any of that.
It has to do with freedom and democracy.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. You can find him at trendsresearch.com. That's Trends Research Journal is what you can find there. Get the subscription, and we'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's Harry's.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente. We're going to ask him what he sees in terms of trends going forward. We have everybody's going to be looking backward at the first 100 days of Donald Trump, but I want to get Gerald's ideas as to where he sees the trends going in the future, because that's what Gerald does at trendsresearch.com. He takes a look at trends, projects them into the future. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that we have a, I would say, one of the biggest discounts, if not the biggest discount I've ever seen off a product, 53% off Caveman. That's our true paleo formula you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. That's an additional 20% off the already huge 33% off special that we were running. And this is for a limited time only while supplies last. I imagine that's not going to be very long. It is based on a high-quality bone broth, and it has more than 7 different primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, to fight free radicals, and many other things. And, of course, it's got things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and, of course, bone broth. It really is the ultimate and true paleo nutrition. You'll find it at InfoWarsStore.com at 53% off. And one of my favorite products I just remind you of is Brain Force. Brain Force Plus. This is a review that we have, our review of the day from Colin. He says this is a staple product for him, well, along with BioTrue Selenium and X2. That's our nascent iodine product. He says, I'm a technician. I drive all around my area. Brain Force keeps me alert and able to focus for both troubleshooting and for being on the road. It helps with mental clarity and with focus. I love it. And I would say I absolutely agree. It's my favorite supplement that we have. I would have called it Brain Focus after using it if they would have asked me. But, of course, they had it already, and it is a great formulation. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Gerald, as we're looking ahead, of course, I think it's really the economy. We're very concerned, and we've talked about our concern about what's going on abroad. But are we going to see some major moves here at home? You know, we had all these people protesting on April 15th, all these socialists who were upset about Donald Trump's taxes. I'm upset about my taxes. Maybe these people don't pay any taxes. They want to see his tax forms. I want to see his tax reforms that he campaigned on. I want him to audit the Fed, maybe find out if this guy, Ulukaya, is still a Turkish citizen. I mean, that would be one of the things that we can find in this lawsuit. I hope we can do discovery, because when Lee Stranahan did the articles at Breitbart, he called him up and he said, hey, is this guy still a Turkish citizen? They wouldn't give him a yes or no answer. They said no comment. So maybe when we do discovery, we can get a yes or no comment as to whether this guy is still a Turkish citizen and sitting on the New York Fed creating economic policy for us. But what do you think about tax reform? What do you think about getting rid of, repealing Obamacare? What do you see coming along the pike economically?
You know, I did a 180 on the economy when Trump got elected. We had forecast a massive decline. And we changed it right away, within 4 days. And the markets have held that up, what we had forecast. Because the people that he's brought in, whether it's Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary, Wilbur Ross or Commerce Secretary, you know, these guys are smart. They're smart in what they do in that field. And if they do it for the purpose of we the people, they are lousy trade deals. They're stupid. They make absolutely no sense at all. For example, you see what goes on with China. You want to sell your automobiles there? The taxes to bring them in are ridiculously high, so they force you to manufacture them over there, and you have to build a partnership with a Chinese company.
Yeah, we're running out of time, so hang on. We've got another 5 minutes with Gerald Celente on the other side of the top of the hour. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Gerald Celente with TrendsResearch.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products.